This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
The Revealing Truth and Ignite Your World Incorporated thanks Joey's Cafe for their underwriting support of this week's broadcast. Joey's Cafe is a family-owned and operated breakfast, lunch, and dinner experience specializing in affordable home-cooked meals. Joey's Cafe is located at 6650 South Highway 1, St. Lucie Square Plaza, a mile and a half north of Prima Vista Boulevard. Golden Rule Academy, K-12 Private Christian School. As parents, you want to make the best choice to empower your child to succeed. At Golden Rule Academy, we have the same goal. Let us help you educate and inspire your children to dream big. We offer accelerated curriculum, reasonable class sizes, caring and involved instructors, as well as art, music, physical ed, tutoring, and extracurricular music lessons, and of course, sports programs including high school football. Our mission is to build confidence and to teach a love for learning. Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2012-2013 school year. Space is limited and scholarships are available for qualifying students. You can reach our office at 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597.
I don't know any father that's got children that wants to be wealthy, but he wants his kids to be poor. Oh, Jesus, help us. I mean, if Jesus broke that stuff off of our lives. Come on, somebody, amen? And because of that, I don't have to be afraid to love you because I'm not going to run out of love. His love is on the inside of me, and it has no limits. Amen? I'm not going to be afraid to be happy because there's not a limit to my happiness because I'm in Christ. Come on now. And he's abounding in happiness. God is not sad. I'm not going to be afraid to give because I recognize my source is not my job. My source is Jesus, and there's no lack in what he has for me. Amen? And poverty is broken over my life. Amen. Hallelujah. I know that's not a real popular teaching in a lot of churches today, but I believe in doing church unusual. If we could ever get this in Christ revelation down, oh man, think about the miracles that would manifest in our lives. Jesus, help us. I like being a little bit different than the rest of the churches. Laugh if you want to. I'm in love with Jesus. Amen. Yeah, you can either be in Christ or you can be in religion. But if you're gracing the corridors of any church, you're going to be in one or the other. Either in Christ or in religion. If you're coming out of the world, you're going into one or the other. Come on, somebody. Amen? Isn't that right? Today in the church, you have two groups of people. You got the religious people and you have the in Christ people. And they're everywhere. They've been around since the time when Jesus was walking around. Amen. One believes what Jesus says, and the other one is always upset at somebody because they don't believe what Jesus said. One's in Christ and one's in religion. Amen. Listen, when you're in Christ, there's no room to be religious in your life. You got to get rid of that stuff. Amen. I'm always amazed at people that get upset because alcohol is sold on Sunday in the county that they live in. Amen? As if it didn't matter Monday through Saturday. Well, go on out and have you a good time till Saturday at 2 in the morning, but don't you drink after 2. Sunday's the Lord's day. It's the Lord's day. Huh? Come on, somebody. Amen? Listen, I ain't in favor of people buying liquor and getting drunk. Don't get me wrong. I'm not, because that's not what I'm advocating here. Amen? There's a lot of people that drink, and alcohol has ruined a lot of families and a lot of marriages and a lot of lives. I'm not pro-alcohol, but my point is that it's religion that has taught us to say, well, let's stay over here on Sunday, but on Monday we can do this, but on Sunday we can't. That's religion. Amen? Ooh, help us, Jesus. You ain't a Christian on Sunday, and then Monday through Saturday, something else. You either in Christ or you ain't. Here's a question for you. Why do we have a 52% divorce rate in the church? You know what the divorce rate is in the world? 53%. Isn't that amazing? That's 1%. We're 1% better than the whole world on our divorce rate. What does that tell you about our church? Amen? Us born-again evangelical Christians are 1% better than them happy, slap-happy heathens. Come on, somebody. But yet we look down our pious nose at people and talk about how messed up they are and how they need Jesus and how they need to get in church and how they need to get their life together. And we look just like the world. I know he's going to talk about that today. You know what the problem is? The problem is I'm born again. I'm going to go to heaven when I die, but I'm still living my life in Adam. That's what the problem is. I still think I got to live by Adam's nature. I think I got to live by his bondage. I still think I got to live in his captivity. And I never really realized that what's happened to me is I've crossed over. So even though I belong to Jesus, I live like Adam. Come on, amen. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. You say, Pastor, you act like we don't have to sin. You don't have to. Come on, somebody. You don't have to. You don't got to sin. You don't got to lie every time you get a chance. You ain't got to steal every time you get a chance. You got to make stuff up every time you get a chance. You ain't got to cut out every time you get a chance. You ain't got to sin every time you get a chance. We got people doing that all the time in the church, don't we? You know, sometimes I get mad and I say things I shouldn't say. Ooh, I just felt the air leave the room. Yeah, I do. Sometimes them things that pop in my head escape my lips before I can shut my mouth. Then I have to do damage control. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? It's no longer I that live, but it is Christ that lives in me. And the life that I live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who died and gave himself for me. Come on, talk to me, somebody. Amen? Here's my point. If we're not careful, we can live in the Bible Belt and take our identity from our political preferences. Well, I'm a conservative. I'm a diehard red Republican. Well, I'm a liberal. I'm a blue-blooded Democrat. Well, who cares? Come on, somebody. Or sometimes we get our identity from our denominational background. Well, I'm holiness. Well, what does that mean? I ain't figured that one out yet. I thought we were all holiness. Come on, somebody. We sometimes we take our identity because of what we're against. I'm against corruption. Well, good for you. I am too. Amen. How many know that's not the gospel? That is not the gospel. My identity does not come from a cause that I'm a part of. Even if I'm trying to eradicate things that I know are bad and I'm trying to help people or I'm trying to save the pets or I'm trying to fight cancer or I'm giving to the Red Cross, my salvation does not come from that. That's not the gospel. Amen. Oh, Jesus. My identity is in the fact that I am in Christ and God was in Christ. And when I couldn't get to God, Jesus came down as God himself. And he took his arm and he reached up to heaven and he grabbed my daddy in heaven and he took his other hand and he reached down to me and picked me up and became a bridge over the gap of my life and put me in a right standing with God. That's the gospel. Come on, somebody. And now I can be everything that he ever wanted me to be. I ain't got to sin. I ain't got to live in crap. I ain't got to live in a lie. I can become my destiny because of him. That's why my identity is in Christ. Come on, I'm not good because I keep the rules. Ooh, I'm going to preach this morning. I'm not good because I call myself conservative or call myself Pentecostal or call myself Baptist or because I'm against something or I hate gay marriage or I don't like pornography or I'm not righteous because I don't smoke or drink or run around with other people that do. That's not what makes me who I am. Jesus said to a whole generation of people, you clean up the outside of your cup, but on the inside you're full of dead man's bones. Your heart's dirty and wicked, and you've been missing it. You've been missing it because you don't know what your identity is. You don't know who you are.
Hello, Bob Tarbus again. We will get back to today's message with Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about some exciting ways that you can support the Revealing Truth radio show. As many of you know, there are substantial costs to producing, editing, and airing a broadcast program. So in an effort to offset some of these costs, we are looking for radio partners that have a desire to see this program continue every day at 11:30 a.m. Our goal is to raise the monthly support needed to keep this message on the air. Maybe you can commit to $5 per month, maybe $20, or even $100 per month. You may just want to make a one-time gift for any amount. Or you may want to have underwriting spots on the program. I ask that you pray and seek the Lord for what you can do. If you hear the call from the Lord to partner with us, please contact Beverly Young at 772-461-8555. Again, please contact Beverly Young at 772-461-8555. Thank you so much for whatever you can do to keep us on the air. And now, let's get back to this timely message with Pastor Jason Baumgartner.
Who cares if we keep the rules and never become who we're really supposed to be? There's all kinds of people that keep the rules and bust hell wide open. Church is full of people like that. Amen? Whew. Now that I'm born again, Jesus is not just something in my life that I'm just carrying around and I hope it looks good. That's not what it's about. It's no longer the life I live. It's no longer the life I live. But it's Christ who now lives in me. Am I doing all right? Is everybody getting something out of this? Listen, my goal for this house is not to make good church people. I mean, that's nice. My goal for this house is not to make a church. My goal is to awaken people to the reality of who they really are. Amen. Who they really are in Christ. Because if you become awakened in Christ and get the revelation of who you are in Jesus, I won't have to worry about you being good church people. You'll just be good church people. You'll volunteer, you'll show up, you'll be early, you'll worship with your heart wide open. You'll weep and cry and intercede and speak in tongues. I ain't got to try to manipulate you into coming to church. If you really awaken to who you are in Christ, I couldn't keep you out of this place. I mean, can I just be real with you this morning? Nothing would hold you back. You'd call in sick from your job if you had to get down here on Sunday if you were really in Christ. Come on, somebody. You know, this is amazing to me. You know, in the history of this nation, we've had church deacons who carried a Bible every Sunday, followed all the rules, and then on Saturday night, they'd don white garments and white robes and white hats and go out and hang black men. Deacons. That's what religion does, amen? No, I ain't getting much amens on that, but I'm going to preach it anyway. It's the truth. Amen. You know, did you know that the Ku Klux Klan was more supported from the evangelical church than it was from bars? There were more members from the evangelical Church of Jesus in the Klan than from people that hung out at bars. What happened? Religion. Religion. Come on, somebody. So what good is keeping the rules or trying to be good if it's constantly something contrary to my nature? Can I just ask you a question? We got over 100 kids that come to this school every week. Amen. We do summer camp with just about that many kids all through the summer. And I watch this next generation of kids coming up, and they show up at school with stuff in their eyebrows and earrings, and their hair is all out of whack. And you know what? I don't care about all that. Don't bother me a bit. What I want to know is, are they saved? Amen. What I want to know is their destiny in hell? Or is their destiny in heaven? And did God send them through the corridors of these buildings to save them from an eternity in hell and give them a shot at heaven? That's what I want to know. Because that's really what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. My issue is not how they dress or how they talk or whether they own hip-hop and rock and jumping up and down and spinning around. I don't really care. What I care about is, are they going to heaven or not? What I care about is, do they got the gospel of Jesus Christ and a truth on the inside of them that's changing them from the inside out, that causes them to question the status quo of the sick culture that they live in? That's really what I want to know. Look, I don't care if somebody walks in this church on Sunday morning and they're wearing a suit and they look all great and they get up on the front row and lift their hands up and praise the Lord and worship and say all the right words at the right times and clap at the right times. What I want to know is Jesus really in their heart? Amen. Come on, somebody. 1 Corinthians 6:17 says this, "But he who unites himself with the Lord is one with him in spirit." He who unites himself with the Lord is one with him in spirit. Amen. Listen, it takes a revelation to get this. But I believe you're going to get it today. I believe you'll get it today. Paul's trying to teach people this revelation. Even when he wrote it to the church in Ephesus, he's trying to teach them what it means to be in Christ. He's trying to get them to understand this mystery of the gospel. And he came back and he used this analogy in the natural. And he said that when a man and a woman cleave together, watch this. They become one flesh. Isn't that right? Can I go there? Sorry if I go there. Now, there have been a lot of people in this room that know what I mean when he said cleave. But how many of you know when you got done cleaving, there was still a time that there was leaving? Come on. When you cleave to your other, you ain't stuck to him for the rest of your life. You were still two different people, weren't you? I mean, you're still two individual people. What was he talking about there? Amen. You weren't literally attached to the person you cleave to in the flesh. I mean, your arms didn't grow into their arms. You didn't go in two people and walk out to bedroom one. Come on, did I get a witness in here? Amen. What's he saying? He's saying that when the cleaving took place, there was a joining together of their spirits. They were joined together in their spirit. That's what that physical act creates. It creates a spiritual bond. That's why some people get married 20 years, and then their mind is going back to 20 years before they got married, and they got images running through their mind of somebody else they cleaved with, and they can't get the thing out of their head. Because they were bound in the spirit. They were bound in their soul. Amen? It wasn't just an act that was a thrill or something that was just exciting for a brief moment where you just had a good time for a few minutes. He said there's an activity that takes place where the two become one flesh and you become one with each other. And you didn't become one physically. You don't actually become together in the flesh, but you become one in the mind. You become one emotionally. You become one in the soul. Your spirits become connected when you come together. Come on, talk to me, somebody. Isn't that right? That's what that bond is. And watch this. He said, but when a man becomes one with his wife, he said it's a picture of Jesus and the church. He used that as an analogy between Jesus and the church. So how many of you recognize you can't get intimate with Jesus, then go back to being what James calls an adulterer to the world? Come on, amen. You can't cheat on your lover, Jesus. Once you become one with him emotionally and in the mind and in the soulless realm, and he begins to invade your life, you can't just go over here and run around with whoever you want to in the world. Come on, amen. Because if you do, you're going to realize that there's something missing in your life. A void will open up on the inside of you, and you'll become despondent or desperate. Oh, come on, somebody got to help me tonight, amen. Why is that? Because he that is joined to the Lord becomes one spirit with the Lord. We're one with him. And what's true of him is true with me. I said, what's true with him is true with me. Amen. Romans chapter 6. Turn there really quick. Romans 6. This is where we are on Wednesday night. Wednesday night's been awesome, by the way. Romans 6, 7, and 8. If I had only 3 chapters of the Bible that I was allowed to have, and I lived in some country where there was an underground church, and they said, you get 3 chapters, it'd be 6, 7, and 8. Because it's the whole gospel's in there. It's laid out. How many of the Protestant movement came out of 6, 7, and 8? Martin Luther, man, it turned him on so much for Jesus, they didn't know what to do with him. Verse 4. Romans 6, 4. Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. That's one of the reasons why everybody in church ought to get baptized in water. You say, well, I was baptized when I was a kid. Well, the question was, is when you were baptized, were you born again? Because if you weren't born again, when you went down the dry center, you came up a wet center. Come on. Baptism didn't do anything. Don't let them other churches tell you that. That's not true. Amen. Jesus was not buried till after he died. He was dead on the cross before they buried him. Isn't that right? Come on, somebody. Once he died on the cross, then they took him down. Then they put him in the tomb. We bury people in baptism after they've already made a decision to follow Jesus. After they've already made a decision to die to their sin. After they've already made a decision to be separated from their sin. Isn't that right? Remember, the word death means what? To be separated. Does that mean I don't have the ability to ever commit sin anymore? No. It means I'm separated from the nature of sin. Amen? And the desire for it. I have a new desire and a new nature. Look at verse 5. He says, for if we've been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. In other words, when Jesus was on the cross, it wasn't that I was just on his mind. That's a cool song. But it's not just all that it was. You know, that's true. But I wasn't just on his mind. According to the Bible, I was in him when he was on the cross. He took me with him. He took my sin with him. Amen. When he took the sins of the world, he took me with him. So identify with him on the cross. I get in the baptismal tank and I identify with his death. That's why I go down. And when they lift me up, I identify with his resurrection. Amen. Come on, amen? Amen. Guess what? He said, then certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth. Women's Fellowship meets the first Saturday of every month for a wonderful time of fellowship, prayer, worship, and sharing. This interdenominational meeting is attended by ladies representing 30 different churches. Come join us for a wonderful breakfast every first Saturday of the month at 9 a.m. in the Truth Church Cafe, located at 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. Again, located at 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. Please call ahead and RSVP at 772-464-7012. And that number again is 772-464-7012. Golden Rule Academy, K-12 Private Christian School. As parents, you want to make the best choice to empower your child to succeed. At Golden Rule Academy, we have the same goal. Let us help you educate and inspire your children to dream big. We offer accelerated curriculum, reasonable class sizes, caring and involved instructors, as well as art, music, physical ed, tutoring, and extracurricular music lessons, and of course, sports programs, including high school football. Our mission is to build confidence and to teach a love for learning. Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2012-2013 school year. Space is limited and scholarships are available for qualifying students. You can reach our office at 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
Dr. Michael Youssef.
When you look at the average family calendar, it is overwhelming. It really is. But here's the problem. Without a healthy conversation, there can be no healthy marriage.
Learn more on the next Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef.
Heard Monday through Friday at 9:30 a.m. on WCNO, the Good News Station.